Fortune's Favors, written by Kasylum, narrated by Rhea 314. Fandom Gunpowder Milkshake, not rated, creator chose not to use archive warnings. Scarlet comes to the library with wide eyes, blood-spattered hands, and a 2-month-old baby. Florence is working the desk, checking in returned books, noting needed repairs, and updating circulation records. When the doors open, an awkward thump-bang grunt echoing through the cavernous space, she barely looks up. There's a Mossberg under the table, and a handful of throwing knives with the fountain pen handles in the ceramic mug in front of her, and an ironclad threat of universal retribution if anyone is foolish enough to make her use them. The library is neutral ground. The librarians jury and judge both on who benefits from their services, and their decisions are final, complete, and confidential. Anna May is the one to greet her, coming out of the stacks in a wave of spiced perfume and cordite, a book in one hand and a hammer in the other. "Do you have a card?" she asks, deceptively calm. Florence watches out of the corner of her eye, her hand still processing the return of W.S. Magnum's Of Human Bondage, and its enclosed TP-82. The woman at the door doesn't blink. Her face is pale, dark hair stuck to the sides with damp. When she opens her mouth, nothing comes out. Her hands, Florence notes, are rock steady on the bundled form of a sleeping child. "No," she finally rasps. "I don't have a card. But I'd like to apply for one." "And if we don't approve your application?" Madeline appears like a cat from the scant shadows behind their visitor, causing her to twitch and take a step back, body twisting to put herself between Madeline and the baby. Florence, still resolutely not paying attention, approves. The woman looks back and forth between Anna May and Madeline, keeping both of them in her sights. "If you don't approve my application, I understand," she says. "But in that case, I would appreciate it if you would approve hers." She tilts her head, indicating the baby. Florence can see, even if their visitor can't, Madeline softening, ever so slightly, into the scatterbrained librarian she pretends is all she is. Anna May must see it too, because she gestures with a hammer towards the circulation desk. "Florence will handle your application," she says as Madeline guides the woman over. "It shouldn't take long." Florence clears the surface of the desk of the broken-down pieces of the Mauser she'd taken from the box set of Spiegelman's Mouse. She doesn't think very highly of puns as a sorting method, but the previous librarians had done a thorough enough job that just clearing the Magnum ammunition out of romance would take her months. And pulls out an application sheet and a pen. "Name?" The application sheet is already worn, coffee stains creeping in around one edge. They don't get many new members. This is the third application in all the time Florence has worked here. "Scarlet," the woman answers, then, "Do you need a last?" "For completion's sake," Florence says, pen hovering over the box, "if you don't mind." "Russo." Florence snorts, but carefully writes it down anyway. "Residence." "No fixed address, I think is the term," Scarlet says, shifting the baby in her arms. "I've got a P.O. box uptown, though."
"That'll do. Occupation?"
Scarlet smiles. It's lopsided and completely without feeling, like a rubber mask made by an alien.
"These days, whatever I need to be."
"It's a harsh world," Madeline agrees from behind Scarlet. "We do what we must." Anna May says nothing, remaining half in and half out of the stacks. The book she had been holding has disappeared, replaced by another hammer.
"And the second card holder?"
Florence pulls out a new application sheet,
fills out a few standard boxes. Samantha, Scarlett says. Samantha Russell, Sam. Same address, occupation equally unknown. Heavy sleeper, Florence notes, glancing up at the sleeper in question. She's bundled tight in a soft blanket that features pastel teddy bears and rocking horses, alphabet blocks, and balloons. There's a shock of red hair already frizzing from her head, a bright reflection of her mother's name. Scarlett smiles again, smaller this time, less funhouse horror than the first. She makes up for it when she's awake, a set of lungs like you wouldn't believe. Florence hums in agreement as she completes the rest of the form, stopping only at the last two questions. Why, she reads, would you like to become a member of the library? Scarlett shifts again, transferring Sam's weight from one side to the other. I made some choices, most of them not good ones. I can handle consequences, but I don't trust consequences. Sam is off limits. Sam is a child who currently makes exactly one choice, and that is whether or not she's going to scream the roof down around us. I was told that the library could help with that. Help me ensure that my consequences stay mine, and that Sam stays safe. Florence transcribes the answer in shorthand, pen sticking slightly as the rollerball gathers excess ink. When she finishes, she reads the last question. How did you hear of us? A man named Nathan, Scarlett admits after a long pause. He works in human resources for a company, a firm, that I've done some freelance work for of late. Scarlett's mouth goes back to that funhouse twist. Not the best people to work for on the HR side, but Nathan has a soft spot for Sam. I imagine most people do, Madeline says, coming around to make faces at someone who clearly isn't awake to see them. Anna May rolls her eyes, but Florence notes that her hammers have disappeared into either her sleeves or the book of Beckett plays she'd originally been carrying. Florence finishes up the application forms, then pulls out two blank library cards from a drawer that squeals a bit with disuse, along with a heavy two-sided stamp that reads accepted and denied on each respective side, and a deep green ink pad that glistens in the low light. On the matter of the membership of Samantha Russell, she says, formally, looking from Anna May to Madeline. What say you? The answer comes with no hesitation from both sides.
Aye.
Three makes it unanimous, Florence continues, inking the side that reads, accepted, before thumping it down on Sam's new card. After she shifts it over to dry, she asks, and on the matter of the membership of Scarlett Russo, what say you? This time the answer comes slower, if no less sure. Aye, says Madeline. A child needs her mother. Conditional, Anna May says. A mother is not her child. It's their turn to look at Florence. The stamp is resting on its side, giving away no hints. Sustained, she says, finally. A child is only as good as those who raise them. We can only be a good influence. With that, she inks the final card with its wide, proud, accepted, and scratches to the side in her ballpoint. Subject to cancellation, pending independent review. Welcome, Anna May says, coming to stand next to Madeline, their elbows brushing. To the library. We hope you enjoy your stay. At that moment, Florence watches the previously sleeping Sam blink open impossibly large eyes, take one look around at her surroundings,
and start to scream. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.